From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush and John Kerry are among the millions of Americans now waiting for the results of today's election. The president is in Washington, D.C. Senator Kerry is in Boston. Both went to their respective polling places earlier today and spoke to reporters afterwards.
It is such a wonderful feeling to vote. You know, this election is in the hands of the people. And I feel very comfortable about that.
Whatever the outcome tonight, I know one thing that is already an outcome. Our country will be stronger, our country will be united, and we will move forward.
Senator Kerry speaking after he voted this afternoon in Boston. President Bush spoke outside his polling place in Crawford, Texas, this morning.
For more on how the candidates spent their days, we'll speak with our correspondents who've traveled with the two campaigns over the past several months. We begin with NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, who's with us here in the studio. Good to see you in person, Don.
Hi, glad to be here.
We heard a little clip of the president voting this morning. What was the scene and the mood like there in Crawford?
He votes at the fire station in downtown Crawford. Crawford, basically an intersection with one blinking light there. And there's a fire station. The presidential motorcade pulls up with all those vehicles just after 7:30 local time this morning. A couple of dozen people there to kind of watch and cheer and curious. But the president gets out. He's with the first lady and with his two daughters. They go in. They're inside for just a very short time. Then he comes out and spoke briefly with reporters. We just heard that clip there, but it was interesting. After all the heat, all the rhetoric, everything that's been going on as the campaign has built and built and built over the past week or so, it was so low key, almost businesslike. The president said, "I know I've given it my all. I feel calm. I feel confident that the people, in the judgment of the people." And when asked about Senator Kerry, he said, "I wish him well," and that was it. The motorcade headed off.
One of the interesting things about this year is that the candidates' last-minute sprint for votes continues right into Election Day. The president then headed to Columbus, Ohio, to meet with campaign workers. What was the purpose of that event?
Very unusual for an incumbent president to be making campaign stops on Election Day. It's on the way home to Washington from Crawford. So Ohio was a natural place to stop, more or less. But Ohio is Ohio, and all we've reported about Ohio this year. And the latest polls show it to be like 49 to 49. And both campaigns have huge organizations there, ground organizations. The president stopped at a phone bank at a headquarters and even got on the phone and talked to a couple of voters. And after he hung up with one, he looked at the press and said, "That's one to nothing," you know. So it was a chance to get on local television as well and just to make one more impression.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.